The only possible relationship to the university today is a criminal one. Quote, to the university I'll steal, and there I'll steal, unquote, to borrow from Pistol at the end of Henry V, as he would surely borrow from us. This is the only possible relationship to the American university today. This may be true of universities everywhere. It may have to be true of the university in general. But certainly this much is true in the United States. It cannot be denied that the university is a place of refuge, and it cannot be accepted that the university is a place of enlightenment. In the face of these conditions, one can only sneak into the university and steal what one can, to abuse its hospitality, to spite its mission, to join its refugee colony, its gypsy encampment, to be in but not of. This is the path of the subversive intellectual in the modern university. Worry about the university. This is the injunction today in the United States, one with a long history. Call for its restoration like Harold Bloom or Stanley Fish or Gerald Graff. Call for its reform like Derek Balk or Bill Readings or Carrie Nelson. Call out to it as it calls out to you. But for the subversive intellectual, all of this goes on upstairs, in polite company, among the rational men. After all, the subversive intellectual came under false pretenses or with bad documents, out of love. Her labor is as necessary as it is unwelcome. The university needs what she bears but cannot bear what she brings. And on top of all that, she disappears. She disappears into the underground, the down-low, low-down, maroon community of the university, into the under-commons of enlightenment, where the work gets done, where work gets subverted, where the revolution is still black, still strong. What is that work? And what is its social capacity for both reproducing the university and producing fugitivity? If one were to say teaching, one would be performing the work of the university. Teaching is merely a profession and an operation of that onto/auto encyclopedic circle of the state that Jacques Derrida calls the universitas. But it is useful to invoke this operation to glimpse the hole in the fence where labor enters, to glimpse its hiring hall, its night quarters. The university needs teaching labor, despite itself or as itself, self-identical with and thereby erased by it. It is not teaching that holds this social capacity, but something that produces the not-visible other side of teaching, a thinking through the skin of teaching toward a collective orientation to the knowledge object as future project, and the commitment to what we want to call the prophetic organization. But it is teaching that brings us in. Before there are grants, research, conferences, books, and journals, there is the experience of being taught and of teaching. Before the research post with no teaching, before the graduate students to mark the exams, before the string of sabbaticals, before the permanent reduction in teaching load, the appointment to run the center, the consignment of pedagogy to a discipline called education, before the course designed to be a new book, teaching happened. The moment of teaching for food is therefore often mistakenly taken to be a stage, as if eventually one should not teach for food. If the stage persists, there is a social pathology in the university. But if the teaching is successfully passed on, the stage is surpassed, and teaching is consigned to those who are known to remain in the stage, the sociopathological labor of the university. Kant interestingly calls such a stage, quote, self-incurred minority, unquote. He tries to contrast it with having the, quote, determination and courage to use one's intelligence without being guided by another, unquote. Quote, have the courage to use your own intelligence, unquote. But what would it mean if teaching, or rather what we might call, quote, the beyond of teaching, unquote, is precisely what one is asked to get beyond, to stop taking sustenance? Where are those minorities who refuse, the tribe of moles who will not come back from beyond, that which is beyond, quote, the beyond of teaching, unquote, as if they will not be subjects, as if they want to think as objects, as minority. Certainly, the perfect subjects of communication, those successfully beyond teaching, will see them as waste. But the collective labor will always call into question who truly is taking the orders of the Enlightenment.